24. Photon Belt and Fifth Dimension Portal. Message from Adama received by Aurelia Louise Jones in February 1999. Many of you have various conceptions of the photon belt. Some of your imaginings represent a facet of the truth, and others are not even close. Allow me at this time to give you another facet of it, and please remember that it is only another facet, as there are many more. The photon belt is a subject that could fill several volumes. At this time, I want to discuss with you one facet that is highly important for all of you personally. There is much speculation on the surface as to what the photon belt is, and when the Earth did enter, or will enter, this vortex. Know that the Earth officially entered the photon belt in May 1998, during the full moon in Taurus. The photon belt is composed of 12 gigantic vortices of intense bands of light. Each vortex will perform its own specific action on Earth, and in our solar system, the whole process is very closely monitored to work in harmony and balance. It is a very safe process, and there is nothing to fear. One could say that the light of the photon belt possesses the highly refined frequencies and qualities of the ascension flame, along with many other attributes. This does not mean that the Earth did not experience its influence prior to May 1998. It did for many years. Waves of light from the photon belt were released on Earth at various intervals each year, for many years past, particularly at the time of the equinox and solstice. Each year, the light was released in a greater and greater intensity and frequency. You needed to be acclimatized, dear ones, for the greater light that is to come. Nevertheless, since May 1998, when the Earth officially entered into the first vortex, this indicated that now there is no turning back. Within the next 12 years, the Earth will be going through each one of the 12 vortices from the bands of light with the intensity that is required for her purification, and in preparation for her ascension process into the fifth dimension. This is where you are heading also, if you so choose. Since May 1998, the various frequencies and intensity of the light from the photon belt are no longer released at intervals. They are now bombarding the Earth much more intensively and constantly. We are expected to stay in the first vortex for approximately 18 to 24 months, or perhaps a little less. There are a lot of adjustments to be made in this vortex before we can move to the next one. All of humanity, in one form or another, is feeling the effects of the deep cleansing these new energies are carrying. Every person on Earth is going to have to do whatever it takes to adjust his or her consciousness and make the necessary changes within themselves to be able to move with, and be transformed by, this great light. I am repeating it again, there is no turning back at this point. You are going to have to decide for yourself, now, if you want to ride the ascension wave with the planet, and be transformed into the new species of humans that will emerge from this transformation. In doing so, you must choose whether or not you will gain your immortality and ascend into the consciousness of the new Earth on the fifth dimensional level, or be crushed by the wave of changes by staying on the third dimension for another round of incarnations. The choice is entirely yours. The opportunity is for all. Those who resist the light, and the many changes it will bring, will not be able to make it through the 12 vortices physically. We know that many will choose at soul level, and or at the conscious level, to leave or vacate their physical bodies rather than let go of their fears, preconceived ideologies, and personal agendas that are not serving their greatest good, and the greatest good of all. They will choose this, rather than lovingly allow themselves to go through the necessary steps of this transformation. There are also those who would be ready to come along for the ride, but because of their age, will be choosing to make the transformation from the other side of the veil. For those precious ones, this option is totally acceptable, and we ask you not to express sorrow for those loved ones. Allow them that choice by your willingness to let them go in peace. Honor their decision. They will get there at the same time as you do, and you will meet them again. Many of you are already feeling and noticing in your physical and your emotional bodies the effects that are taking place at the cellular and genetic levels. Many of you are experiencing new, unpleasant physical symptoms you never had before, such as headaches, heart pains, palpitations, chronic fatigue, dizziness, nausea, changing sleep patterns, ringing in the ears, blurring of the vision, and many more. You are also noticing changes in your emotional state. Your bodies are evolving and cleansing themselves. All outmoded, worn out, negative emotions and ways of thinking and perceiving things are coming to the surface to be examined, purified, and transformed. Many of you are emotionally confused, and many of you feel you are sick. I tell you, this is only temporary. Just hang in there and remain in the frequency of love for yourself and others. It will pass. Now is the time for you to let go of all your fears and negative patterns, because you simply cannot take them with you. Where we are going, dear ones, there will be only love. There will be no room for fears or negativity of any kind. What will you do at the entrance of the portal of the fifth dimension if you still have your baggage of fears and negativity with you? The vibrations of fear and other negative patterns simply cannot be admitted into the fifth dimension. Will you choose to stay behind on the third dimensional level for another round of incarnations, just because you have held on to them? Do you want to carry them with you all the way through the 12 vortices to the portal, only to be told that your baggage of negativity cannot come along with you? Or do you want to start working on getting rid of it now, and freeing yourself from this limiting burden while there is still a bit of time left? The transformation of the human race on Earth was begun very gently about 30 years ago. It intensified around 1987, then more again around 1994. Since WISAC in 1998, these energies have been creating a greater intensity of mutation in the four body systems of all humanity. This great cosmic light of the photon belt is now upon all of us. Want it or not, none can avoid it. According to your free will choices, you can use it for your spiritual expansion, physical transformation, and resurrection, and go along with our precious Mother Earth's ascension. The Earth and humanity are ascending together. As one big family, we in Telos will also be ascending with the planet. We cannot promise that the process will be totally comfortable all the way for everyone. For each one, there will be many adjustments to be made. You will be transformed into the new species of immortal, unlimited humans that will inhabit the new Earth, a place of divine love, unlimited abundance, beauty, and eternal peace. The new Earth will soon manifest a glory and perfection beyond your wildest dreams. The Earth Mother is already engaged in this process. You are either coming along or staying behind. You simply cannot, at this time, choose to stay in between. Sure, you may choose to come a few incarnations later, and you will all get there, eventually. I am talking about coming now, not in a few hundred or a few thousand years from now, but at the end of this present Earth cycle, which is finishing around 2012. What is your choice? Most people would say they want to come now. And I say to you, are you willing to prepare and do whatever it takes to make it through this transition? It is not a totally free ride. Although you are given, at this time, unprecedented assistance from the higher realms, you have to do your part if you choose to come along. If you select to stay behind, your choice will be honored, and you will be incarnating again in another universe, in a place that will match your level of awareness. There is no judgment regarding your decision. God has given you free will on this planet, and it will not be taken from you. What are your options? The third and fourth dimensions are scheduled to eventually disappear on the Earth. If you choose to stay in the illusion of the so-called familiar zone of the old paradigm of the third dimension, you will not immortalize your body. This means that sooner or later, you will vacate your body and incarnate again on another third dimension planet similar to this one. There you will continue to enjoy your fears, your violence, your control, your wars, your manipulations, your limitations, your addictions, and all the negativity you are not wanting to give up now. I am saying this to you because of my love for you, and the great love that God has for you. I am not trying to scare you in any way. I am trying to reason with you in the hope of helping you awaken from your lethargy, your spiritual slumber, and to awaken you to the illusions of your old outmoded momentum. For all those reading this message, know that it is the desire of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet for all to be able to make an informed choice. We are hoping with all our heart that you will choose to come along, because we are one big family, and everyone is loved very dearly. Dear ones, you have heard of the place prepared that your scriptures talk about. Well, this very special place is no other than the fifth dimensional consciousness. The deep concern we have at this time, so close to the millennium, is that we are still witnessing too many of the precious people on Earth, who could easily make it to the portal of the fifth dimension and be accepted, still living their lives on an automatic pilot type of consciousness. This is a consciousness of not wanting to take responsibility for creating their future reality, not wanting to hear about any changes, or not wanting to face taking a serious look at their lives to see where they are headed. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of my next few words. The time to live on automatic pilot is over. Humanity has lived this way for thousands upon thousands of years, and it has caused you all untold sufferings, sorrows, poverty, sickness, and all the social and economic problems that have been plaguing humanity for those thousands of years. The time of your deliverance is upon you now. You, as a soul evolving on Earth, can be liberated only if you consciously choose to do so. It will not happen by continuing to live on an automatic pilot consciousness. It will happen for you only if you embrace, now, the Christ consciousness, and start thinking and acting with your Christ mind and Christ love. No matter how much help you are getting from above, no one can do it all for you. you will have to allow the desire to be ignited within your heart in order to evolve your consciousness to the level of where you want to go. My brothers and sisters of Telos are joining me in sending each one of you our love, our friendship, and our support. We are conscious of the difficulties you are facing, and we are also aware of the wonderful progress so many of you are making. Know that you are making a difference. We send you our light and love. I am Adama. El Moria, through Aurelia Louise Jones. El Moria is the Ascended Master who is currently the Chohan of the first ray of power and divine will. Greetings, beloved ones, on the eve of your last Valentine's Day in this millennium. From our abode within empty Shasta, Adama and myself, El Moria, wish to bring you a message of love. Our message is also another wake-up call, dear ones, since time is getting very short. In his last message, Adama mentioned a certain state of consciousness or attitude in so many precious souls on earth who allow themselves to live their lives on automatic pilot. This is a state of spiritual slumber, where their personalities are not wanting to consciously create their future reality and live their lives with determined intentions by following the nudging of their souls. Because we love you so very much, it is our great desire to greet all of you at the portal of the fifth dimension around the year 2012. As we open wide the portal for your entrance and lay the golden carpet for your coming, it will be our delight to bid you welcome to the realms of light and love. What a wondrous and joyous day this will be for us and for those of humanity who will make it to this door. What a happy reunion it will be for all. A great reception and celebration is being prepared. There will be the shedding of many tears on that great day, but this time, dear ones, they will be tears of pure joy and ecstasy. The valley of tears will be transcended forever. Can you imagine? By just thinking for a moment, the joy you will experience when you meet once again, consciously, in your immortalized body, face to face with your loved ones who have departed from Earth during your lifetime? There will be those whom you have loved dearly in your present life, and also those whom you may not remember at this time, but who are souls you have also been close to and loved just as dearly in past lives. They are souls that you have known for millennia, such as your eternal friends and other members of your soul family who love you so profoundly. As we transmit this information, we already feel the joy and excitement this wondrous day will bring. Your loved ones are waiting to embrace you, once again, with much expectation. They will all be there near the door, robed in garments of light and glory, waiting to receive you in their arms as you enter in. Loved ones are also present here with us now, watching and sending their love, and very much looking forward to the day of the great reunion. It will be so wondrous that the whole cosmos will be watching. I repeat myself again, it is the greatest desire of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, and your Father Mother God, to see all of you make it to this sacred portal, as you qualify for its entry. Beloved ones, out of our great love for you, we of the spiritual hierarchy wish to remind you once again that there is a code of entry that is required for entrance into the fifth dimension. There may be a lot of jokes in your world about Peter standing at the gate of heaven and deciding who will or will not be allowed entrance into the kingdom. Well, my friends, this joke on earth is not so much of a joke where we stand. There is more truth to this than any of you may conceive. I say this because where there is a gate, or a portal, one must qualify for admission. I, El Moria, Chohan and the guardian of the first ray of the will of God for the people of Earth, am also the guardian of that portal. The will of God, dear ones, is the first portal one must enter in order to progress in the right direction on the spiritual path. Unless you are willing to surrender your human ego and human personalities to the will of God, to be refined and transformed into the divine, there is nowhere else for you to go on a true spiritual path. This is the first portal, and there are six others that you must qualify for before you can reach the door of the fifth dimension, for your personal and planetary ascension. To make it through this first portal, you have to take my classes at night on the inner planes, while your body sleeps, or take classes from my co-workers of the will of God, who have volunteered to assist me at this time. You have to pass my test in your waking time, before you can move on to the next portal. Many of you reading this message have already moved through this first portal in this life, or in the past. Some of you have made it through other portals as well. We deplore the fact that there is still such a large percentage of humans who are living their lives on automatic pilot. They have no idea where they are going, or why they are here incarnated on Earth. Nor do they want to hear about it. They live their life from day to day, with no conscious direction, and their minds and hearts scattered to the four winds, following a path of least resistance and spiritual slumber. On the threshold of such a magnificent occurrence, an event for which humanity has been waiting and longing for hundreds of thousands of years, there are still so many precious souls who have never yet presented themselves for counsel at the entrance of the portal of which I am in charge. I, and co-worker Adama, the High Priest of Telos, are joining together to see if we can give you one more wake up call. Time is getting so short now. If you have not yet made it to the portal of the will of God, we want to let you know that it is still possible for you to catch up and make it through all the other portals on time, if you choose now to do so. You have no more time to waste. You must wake up now and start very diligently applying spiritual laws in all aspects of your life, living by the concepts of love in all aspects of your being, and letting go of all your fears and preconceived ideas about God. You must be willing to embrace truth, the truth you are consciously avoiding accepting. Become the God that you are right now by becoming love in action in all you think, say, and do. Love is the only shortcut you can take in your ascension process, and is the greatest key. This love of which I speak is love of self, love of God, and love for all the relations of earth and all kingdoms of earth, including the animal kingdom. Love and honor all that breathe the life of the Creator. Love, unconditionally, without any judgment. Let go of your opinions. Let go of duality, and embrace the way of harmlessness. With enough love in your heart, you can make it through all the portals to the ascension door on time. Be assured it will not happen for those who continue to live their lives on automatic pilot. All who make it to the ascension door will have to pass the required tests of the 7 initiations in order to possess the codes of entry to qualify for planetary ascension. Each one of these 7 initiations has 7 levels of testing. It used to take several lifetimes and centuries of diligent application of the spiritual laws to be able to make it through a few or all of these initiations. At this very unique time in Earth history, there is an unprecedented dispensation by which each soul, with serious and diligent application, can make it in a few years. I, El Moria, shall be there, as the Peter that you are familiar with, along with the rest of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, and your loved ones, to welcome every one of you, back home. I am your eternal friend, El Moria. Adama, through Aurelia Louise Jones. We in Telos live in the consciousness of the ascended state of the 5th dimension, even though we live in third-dimensional bodies like you. Our DNA is more evolved than yours has been in the last few thousand years, and we live in a frequency that is much higher than yours. This frequency is the frequency of love. Because we live such long lives, a very high percentage of the people in Telos have gone through the ascension process at a soul level, and have chosen to remain in physical bodies that portray the highest expressions of a third-dimensional life. We do not have the same physical limitations with which you live. Our bodies are strong and healthy, and we do not know disease. Most of us can teleport anywhere we want at will, and manifest whatever we want, whenever we want it. We also have conscious access to the universal mind, a gift that has long been lost on the surface of this planet. Actually, we live the kind of physical reality you are all dreaming about and longing to experience. We are looking forward to the day that we can come out and teach you our way of life so that you also can live a life of wonders, love, peace, and prosperity as we do. We are yearning to share with you all our little secrets that will make life so wondrous, and so much easier for you. We ask you to be open to receive us. I, Adama, have been working very closely with El Moria on the inner planes at this time, teaching classes at night to the souls who are desirous of having a better understanding of the will of God, and wishing to come along through the 7 portals leading to the ascension door of the 5th dimension. There are more and more souls coming to the ashram of the will of God at night in MT Shasta to attend our classes. Because of this great influx of souls, I, and several other masters, have offered to assist our dear friend, El Moria, in this tutoring. Because El Moria's classes are getting so big, we are helping him by holding many of the classes in Telos. It is my pleasure to invite you personally to come to our classes at night, while your body sleeps. If you are willing and ready, you may take our specially designed crash course called Ascension by 2012. There are many of us here who are available and willing to give you all the assistance you will need. There are enough of us to give private tutoring for those desiring it. It is all done out of love, and there is no fee for our services. All you have to do to go to our classes is to make a prayer request to your guardian angel at night before falling asleep. State your intent and request for your soul to be taken to our classes, and your guardian angel will bring you here on the inner planes. We will not turn away anyone who is knocking at our door seeking. There are also many books that would be helpful for you to get acquainted with in your dimensional plane. In fact, many of these books contain much of the information you are getting from the inner planes at night. By getting the information consciously on the physical plane, you will speed up your understanding and progress. The sooner you remember your true identity in God and apply yourself consciously and diligently to be the God that you already are, the sooner you will have your immortal freedom. Love, love, and love. When you are in love and generate enough love around you and within you to dissolve all the negativity of your creation, you, too, will be an ascended being. We and Telos are holding our hands out to you, offering our assistance. Will you take our hands and allow us to lead and guide you? From love we come, from love we live, and from love we ascend. We are all one, you and us, your Telosian brothers and sisters. Namaste. End of messages received by Aurelia Lise Jones, February 1999. We have entered the Photon Belt. We come to you today to bear a message of great import, a message that you've all been waiting for. We have begun Earth's ascension and her entry into the Photon Belt. This is the time we've all been waiting for. For soon the Earth will be lit up in the glory of the Father's light, and we shall all be, once again, in our Father's arms, ready to begin the next step in our evolutionary journey through eternity. Know that all the plans are ready for activation. Know that we, here in the subterranean cities and in the Hollow Earth, are all prepared for this great passage into the Son of God's light. All of us here in Telos await this great day. For this will be the time when, at last, we can emerge from our homes beneath your surface, and greet you above ground as equals in the light. You are all, as light workers, meeting together with us on the inner planes at night, where we formulate our plans for Earth's entry into the stars of light. We the hierarchy, and you the light workers, meet nightly on the inner planes, where we see all, know all, and are all. Your brothers and sisters, the cetaceans, also meet nightly with us, as all consciousness is fully aware of Earth's plans for evolvement on one level of consciousness or another. Great days of joy and beauty are in store for us, as we rise in the consciousness of God's love for the Earth. For God truly loves all. We are all God's children, and God only wants us to feel great joy and happiness on our trek through the stars.